British MPs release seized Facebook documents exposing advertising practices. By Lucas Nolan on December 5, 2018. A group of British MPs, seemingly upset at Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's refusal to appear before the UK Parliament, have released a cache of seized Facebook documents. The documents outline many of Facebook's practices around advertising. BBC News reports the UK Parliament's fake news inquiry has published a number of seized Facebook documents, which include emails between senior members of Facebook staff and other employees. The cache, which is approximately 250 pages long and was marked as highly confidential, was obtained from 643, a startup app company that is suing Facebook. One document from the cache is allegedly the contents of an email sent by Mark Zuckerberg outlining how Facebook could press advertisers for more money to access user data, saying, "Reading anything, including friends, costs a lot of money." Exhibit 170, Mark Zuckerberg discussing linking data to revenue. Mark Zuckerberg email, dated October 7, 2012. "I've been thinking about platform business model a lot this weekend. If we make it so devs can generate revenue for us in different ways, then it makes it more acceptable for us to charge them quite a bit more for using platform. The basic idea is that any other revenue you generate for us earns you a credit towards whatever fees you own us for using platform. For most developers, this would probably cover cost completely. So instead of every paying us directly, they'd just use our payments or ads products. A basic model could be: login with Facebook is always free. Pushing content to Facebook is always free. Reading anything, including friends, costs a lot of money. Perhaps on the order of $0.10/user each year. For the money that you owe, you can cover it in any of the following ways: buys ads from us in Nico or another system. Run our ads in your app or website, Canvas apps already do this. Use our payments. Sell your items in our Karma store. Or if the revenue we get from those doesn't add up to more than the fees you owe us, then you just pay us the fee directly." Damian Collins, the chair of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, used a rare and unusual parliamentary mechanism to force the founder of US-based software company 643 to hand over documents relating to Facebook when he was visiting the UK on a business trip recently. Parliament went as far as sending a sergeant at arms to the software company founder's hotel with a warning and 2-hour deadline to comply with its order and hand over the documents. When he failed to do so, he was escorted to Parliament, where he was informed he faced heavy fines and even imprisonment for not complying. "We have very serious questions for Facebook. It misled us about Russian involvement on the platform. And it has not answered our questions about who knew what. When with regards to the Cambridge Analytica scandal," he said, "we have followed this court case in America and we believe these documents contained answers to some of the questions we have been seeking about the use of data, especially by external developers." The full cache of Facebook documents can be read here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.